Hey, welcome back to another episode. This one's going to be really interesting and maybe controversial. I'm not sure, but we're going to talk about your teaching your baby how to communicate and learn and listen to sounds, and basically with the goal in mind of having them be able to read, communicate efficiently, and just get a massive jump start ahead on life by age 3. Or 4, or sometimes 2, like late 2s, into the 3s, and into the 4s, 4 years old. And it all starts in the womb. So listen up, this one's going to be cool, and it's completely 100% like what drives me as a person, like, and no doubt. I absolutely love talking about this stuff. I could talk about it for days. I could argue for it, and we've done this stuff particularly with a lesson and program called Your Baby Can Read. That's what it used to be called. Now it's, I believe, Your Baby Can Learn, and it's created by the Infant Learning Company, and they are, which started by Dr. Titzler. And he is, like, the man in my eyes. Like, he is absolutely way ahead of his time. He's been teaching brain function and, like, neuropathways type of, like, detailed things on, and done research and everything on the human brain and what it is capable of at an early age, even while it's in the womb. And the results are astounding and massive, and like you can't argue against it. It's real, it's true, and we did this stuff on all of our 7 kids, and it's given them a massive jump in life and honestly made our lives as parents much easier earlier on. Like, you know how people are like the terrible 2s, oh blah blah blah, like my kid's terrible. Well, yeah, they're terrible because they're at an age and their brain capacity is at a state of, like, every second it's like making thousands, if not tens of thousands or millions of connections, and it's neuroplasticity. Look that word up, if you can even spell it. Just, you know, speak it into Google and have it spell it for you, because neuroplasticity. And the human brain from age 0, basically negative 0, you know, like 6 months old in the womb, up until age 5, the brain grows like 85% of its mass, and 85% of the connections and neural pathways are made in that time. Then the remainder, like say 15%, from 85% to 100%, is made from age 5 until you die. So just knowing that stat alone, and there's massive research behind it too, so go look it up for yourself. Don't take it from me if you don't want to. That's fine. Just go look it up for yourself. Do your own research. It's massive, and it is true, and it is real, and it is a thing that us in the United States do not and will not, in my lifetime for sure, alter our education system around and teaching around. So this is, as you can see, I'm very passionate about this because it's so helpful and critical, and like you are limiting your child by knowing this and not implementing it into their life and into your daily life. And it literally takes like 10 minutes a day. That's it. And then just being active and involved in everyday life. Like making it fun, being enthusiastic, giving them high fives, like talking about like, hey, what does that sign say? What's the color? You know, explaining things, letting them touch things and experience things for themselves, using and teaching the sound of the letters instead of having them memorize the alphabet. You know, ask a 3 or 4 year old or a 5 year old, whatever, however old they are, if they can recite. Once they're able to recite the alphabet, on average, the average kid, listen to when they say, like, LMNOP. They'll be like, LMNOP. They won't even say it. And on top of that, they don't even know the pronunciation of that letter. Like, P, A, K, B, you know, Z, W, W, you know, T, T, T. Like, they don't know that. And school doesn't teach that. Traditional school here in the U.S. does not teach that until, like, well into kindergarten. Which is, as the brain has already gone through its massive exponential growth, so it's going to be more difficult for the kids to learn this stuff, therefore resulting in learning disabilities. And it's not even a disability, it's like just a slower growth because their brain isn't moving as fast as it is at age, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. So, this is just a massive thing, and I'm like rambling right now, like 6 minutes in, but there's just so much research behind it, and there's so now, and there hasn't been, you know, over the past. Oh, this is all just kind of like came out more so into mainstream in the past decade, because when our oldest daughter was born back in 2010, the very January 2010. This wasn't it wasn't rampant. It wasn't like known, and you had to like search for it and, do research. And my wife's very good at that. And so she found Your Baby Can Read, and I was 100% skeptical. Like, I'm not paying $150 for this big package thing that is supposed to take her from 3 months to like 2 years old. Granted, that's a freaking steal of a deal. We buy them now like hotcakes and give them out to people because it's changed our life. It's changed our kids' life. It's made it easier. They all read at a third or fourth grade level. Maybe third, yeah, definitely second grade, third grade, fourth grade, sometimes fifth grade level when they enter kindergarten. And so it's just amazing. And you're cheating your kid by not doing this now. So start now. Go to Amazon, Your Baby Can Read, look it up. Or go to like yourbabycanlearn.com. Check out all their materials. There's an downloadable app. There's digital products, DVDs, like things like that. It's amazing. So I'm kind of rambling and I'm at my destination right now. So I need to kind of like get out of the car and go. But this episode it's kind of weird. I haven't really told you much, but there isn't much more to tell you, because if you care about your kid, if you want to have a better home, a better home life, a less frustrated kid, a more active and involved kid with more confidence, more communication skills than the average, like, do it. And it's so easy. It's so fun. You're going to be reading to them anyway. You're going to be out and about with them anyway. You might as well, like, just do this. Follow the simple, like, 15-minute DVD that the kid watches once or twice a day. If you have an issue with them getting on tablets and screens and stuff, well, get the heck over it, because that's what it is. Kindergartners have tablets. So it's not going to kill the kid to watch something on TV at, like, 6 months old for 15 minutes. Or 2 years old, or whatever. But if you don't like that, then you're not for me or my audience. So go find somebody else. But just like, and good luck with your kid too. But I say this in love and just with passion, because I know it works and it's amazing, and it's so easily doable, and hardly anybody does it yet because it's not taught and it's not communicated, and that's a whole other reason but behind that. But we won't get into all that stuff. I'm just here to tell you that I'm here to support you in every way possible and support your kid. I want the best for your kid and your baby and its brain and its well-doing and its well-being and everything. So Yeah, go get it. Go check it out. Do some research. Spend the next week or so just kind of researching, like, baby brain development, toddler brain development. Like, when is it easy to teach kids multiple languages? And you'll find out that it's at age 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. It is 100%. And math as well. Because if they can read and if they can do basic math, they can run a business. And then you teach them how to think properly for themselves, not be a drifter in life, but to be someone that takes action and does things when on their terms, solves problems at a larger scale. That's all businesses do. They solve problems. And the smarter our kids are, the more intelligent they will be to be able to create things, be an entrepreneur, be a leader, be like, who knows, like a good doctor or surgeon, and find out some new technique that saves people's lives in some different way. Or, just give them a chance. You owe it to your kid. Go check it out. Do some research. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.